Kelly in the Kennedy Media Center. We're here at the Israeli consulate at the protest. I'm here with Roz, who is a supporter of peace. Roz, I see your sign here. It says, stop child abuse. Now, are you referring to child abuse in this country or child abuse where?
Well, we're referring to child abuse among the Palestinian leadership and the way that they take children and indoctrinate them to commit genocide, basically. And that's their solution to the problems that they have. So in other words, they don't like where the Israelis live, and so they're going to teach their own children to grow up to kill themselves and kill as many people around them as they can. There have been many downtrodden people in the world throughout history, but you've never seen this kind of a dark use of children to achieve political goals. It's horrific. They use them as human shields. They use them to carry bombs. It's an unbelievable situation. That's their negotiation technique. And by the way, before there were ever settlements, before there was any problem with the territories in 67, before 67, they were attacking Jews from Gaza, coming up from Egypt and attacking Jews from Gaza. They didn't want Jews in the area. They don't want a state of Israel. That's their point.
So you don't feel that they would probably just be really there would be peace if perhaps Palestine had the West Bank, Israel had the other side, Gaza was under Palestinian control, that wouldn't do anything?
I believe that if that were true, that they would have changed the Palestinian charter a long time ago. They would not be calling for the destruction of Israel. So what you say is true. Before 67, why would they have been attacking Israel? Before 67, when the Palestinian people were under the Jordanian rule in the West Bank, nobody was this crazy over sovereignty. It's only because the Jews are there, and the Jews are now still able to go in and out of the areas. Let me ask you a question. If there's such occupation, take a look at Palestinian television, the way they train their children to grow up to be suicide bombers. If there was such control of the Israeli government over the Palestinian people, do you not think they would knock out these television shows? I mean, these television shows are horrific.
So you feel that the Israeli government doesn't really place control over the state of Palestine?
They do go in and out when they're rooting out terrorists, as they did in Jenin, and as they did in...
When's the last time they were out?
They've been out. The Palestinian people are almost 93-97% under Palestinian control. The Arafat controls those people. They can plant, they can do whatever they want. They are telling you, it's almost like a story, a spin of a story. I mean, no, the Israelis don't want to babysit the Palestinians. That is not the intention. But 242 calls for sovereignty and withdrawal when Israel can be guaranteed that there is some security for them. To this date, there has been suicide bombings, plans to annihilate Israel. The charter for the Palestinians has not been changed. During Oslo, the television shows... It's all documented. I mean, I'm telling you things you can go and check out. During Oslo, the horrific television shows training children with songs and videos to become the suicide bombers of today. That trick of Arafat is what you see, the results of what you see today.
When you refer to Israelis being out, are you referring to the illegal settlements on the West Bank?
The settlements are not exactly illegal. That's, I know, what's presented in the media here and there. But the truth is, who's legal over there? I mean, this is disputed territory. Both sides are claiming it. It's a very simple concept. Both sides are claiming it. You're talking about ancient Israel. You're talking about an area the Palestinians are living and have lived for years. So both sides are saying, hey, guys, we need to negotiate this. So what's your solution? Well, I'm just going to blow up my children and kill as many of you as I can. That's my solution.
Were you in favor of Sharon dismantling settlements in Gaza?
You know what? I would have been more in favor of it if we had a real partner for peace. They were doing it unilaterally. They were volunteering to go out. I would have been more in favor had they presented themselves as a legitimate peace partner. But what we've got right now is we've got a phony, violent peace partner that pretends. Let me ask you something. Do you know where Arafat's wife lives?
No.
She lives in Paris. Do you know how much her rent is every month?
No.
$40,000.
How much is Sharon's? Where does Sharon live?
Yeah, Sharon is not getting personal money from the EU and from America and from Israel.
Personal money, I see.
Yeah.
But we are giving Israel a lot of money, is that correct?
Actually, Israel is getting a lot of money and turning it right around and buying things in America, so it's very good for the American economy. I hope you also let that be heard. Actually, we buy Israel buys a lot of equipment from America with the dollars that are given to Israel, so it's a very interesting thing to follow. But besides that, why shouldn't America be protecting the only democracy in the region? You've got a place where gays are murdered. They run to Israel for refuge. The Palestinian gays can't live in Palestinian territories. Women have to live a subservient lifestyle. If they're raped, they're going to be murdered by their brothers. This is the lifestyle that everybody's so excited about protecting. If you buy that, you bought a bill of goods.
What do you think? In your mind's eye, what's the end game? What's the picture? How do you see this turning out?
The end game is that we need a partnership. There has to be a partnership. Mm-hmm. And that would necessitate that these television shows and the education towards death stops.
What should Israel give up for that partnership?
I think that Israel's prepared and has been prepared to give up huge areas of land. Take a look at where the fence is going. The fences can be moved.
Is that what you're referring to as the wall?
Yeah, because 4% is a wall. 4% of the fence is a wall. Would you call that a wall or a fence?
Would you call it a barrier?
Barrier. Good. Yeah. A security barrier. You betcha. Because if your kids are going to be playing in the front, and they don't care if you're Jewish or a Christian or whatever you are, they're going to kill you. They're going to kill your children.
Why would Israel not put the barrier on the Green Line?
I'll tell you why, and it's not really discussed. The reason is there are still living people over there, and this negotiation has not been finished and finalized. So when there's 200,000 people still living beyond the Green Line, on area that is claimed by both sides, when that is decided, the wall can be moved. Call it a wall. Call it whatever you want. It doesn't matter. You can move that. You cannot restore a human being.
Okay, so then I guess to wrap up what we're talking about.